Thank you, Ian. We've now reached our last set of news items. A real mixture. We'll start with news of the city's footballers and move on, amongst other delights, to a weight limit for offshore workers. I wonder how that works. Upgrades to red post boxes, an award for a local pub from Guinness, and a strange creature at Sweetbriar. Watford 3, Norwich 2. Life in the court of Philippe Clement will not be dull. His Norwich City led twice, with goals from Sargent and Svartal. Were pegged back twice, had a huge chance to go back in front with Jovan Makama and later Jacob Wright, then conceded again before Makama was denied once more in a frantic finale. In the end, nothing could add to the relegation credit column in terms of championship points. But given the ongoing drag of injury and player unavailability, given this was just Watford's side who had lost only once in the league at Vicarage Road this season, and given Clement is still barely in the building, the mood among the packed away end still felt optimistic. There was appreciative applause from those travelling fans at the final whistle as City's dejected players and staff returned the gesture in a mutual show of support. They saw a side who chased, who harried, who carried the fight and showed again they have plenty of goal-scoring threat.
Sheffield United 1, Norwich City 1. Norwich City had at least something to show for their efforts after a 1-1 draw and another promising performance at Sheffield United. The Canaries came from behind to earn a point at Bramall Lane, holding the division's form team thanks to Jibril Sumer's goal and goal. A point was no disaster for either side in the circumstances, and that was what they settled for. The fireworks of an end-to-end first half may not have been there, ironically, given the goal count, but Norwich fans at home and in Sheffield would have taken that result ahead of kick-off. Southampton are up next in an even tougher test. For now, though, Philippe Clement will savour a point on the road, his first as City head coach.
Norwich City women's head coach, Andy Cook, was delighted to see his side go top of the table with yet another late winner against Dulwich Hamlet. Grace Rigler's 96-minute penalty decided the game to send City into the 4th Division's only automatic promotion place, leapfrogging Fulham after their trip to Luton Town was called off in poor weather conditions. The same conditions were present when the Canaries managed to edge out their visitors 1-0, but Cook was pleased with his players' endeavour and belief. "Huge 3 points," he said. "We really needed that. The way that we worked the ball forward, we created several good chances before the penalty. Full credit to Riggs, real good composure, and she slotted the ball home." Just under 500 fans braved the rain to make Norwich's final game at the Nest in 2025 their highest attendance of the season so far.
Lose weight or lose your job. Restrictions from Offshore Energies UK, OEUK, set to be imposed from November next year, state workers weighing more than 124 kilograms, 19 and a half stone, including workwear, won't be allowed to travel offshore due to safety concerns. The weight limit will ensure workers can be safely evacuated or rescued via helicopter winch. OEUK said around 5,000 North Sea workers could be affected. It is thought this number could be even higher when onshore workers who occasionally travel offshore are included. Around 5% of the offshore workforce currently exceed the 124 kilogram limit. It comes after a warning from the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency that rescue winches cannot safely lift heavier people.
People walking up the road to send their Christmas cards this festive season are being met with a rather Grinch-like surprise. Royal Mail is covering up its classic red postbox with black bags this December. But the wrapping is far from cheerful and has left locals scratching their heads as to why the postboxes have been put out of action. Some currently feature a sign with a QR code explaining why it has been covered up, whilst others are simply wrapped up in plastic without explanation. The black bags come ahead of a new update to the design that will allow customers to send and return parcels up to the size of a shoebox. A solar-powered barcode scanner will open a drop-down drawer to place parcels that would not fit through the traditional slot. The slot will remain in place. It marks the biggest change to postboxes in 175 years. Royal Mail has described the upgrade as the postbox of the future. But the rollout has come at a time of year when many people need to use their local postbox more than any other. It remains unclear when the rollout will be completed and whether the affected postboxes across the county will be back in action before Christmas or not.
A pub in Norwich has been named among the best places for a pint of Guinness in the UK. Guinness recently launched the Harp Guide, an annual list celebrating the pubs across the country that serve an exceptional pint of the stout and act as pillars of the community. The Fat Cat Pub in West End Street made the 35-strong list and will receive a brass harp plaque to put on display. Nicholas Payman, head of Guinness at Owners Diageo GB, said, "As a brand rooted in the quality and craft behind every pint, we're proud to introduce the very first Guinness Harp Guide. By shining a light on these exceptional venues, we want to recognise pubs and help to drive footfall throughout the year, as well as giving our drinkers advice on where they can find a perfect pint." It's not the first time the Fat Cat has won high praise, having been named as the best in Norfolk by The Telegraph earlier this year.
A city's underpass has been given a new lease of life. Chapelfield's underpass walls were repaired and refreshed to create a blank canvas for some creativity after being given the go-ahead from the council. The repairs were funded through the Norfolk County Council Bridges team, with an additional £5,000 contribution provided through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund. With the help of NCSL, the tiles and the underpass were steam cleaned, whilst Norwich City Council supported the vibrant community artwork delivered by Represent CIC in collaboration with the NRT community. Councillor Emma Hampton, Norwich City Council's Cabinet Member for Climate and Environment, said, "This transformation is a fantastic example of what partnership and creativity can achieve for our city. The Chapelfield Underpass is now a welcoming, vibrant space that reflects the spirit of our community."
An alien species has been discovered in Norwich. The creature, which has a two-tone body, scorpion-like pincers and wiry legs, may be the stuff of sci-fi nightmares. But at just 2 to 3 millimetres long, it fortunately doesn't pose a threat to humanity. In fact, the critter was found living quietly under deadwood at Sweetbriar Marshes near the A140. Members of the Norfolk and Norwich Naturalist Society made the discovery in October. It's the first time this species of pseudo-scorpion, identified as an Allochernes wideri, has been found in Norfolk. Norfolk and Norwich Naturalist Society is currently halfway through a two-year research project helping the Norfolk Wildlife Trust record the wide range of species that occur at Sweetbriar Marshes. there have already been some interesting finds, including this particular unearthly critter. Well, we have reached the end of this weekly edition, so we have our usual message. When you've finished with the recording, place the memory stick in the wallet. Turn the address label in the wallet over and drop it in a postbox. We always like to hear from you, so you're always welcome to pop a message in the wallet. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free. If you ask someone else to post it for you, don't forget to tell them. We do receive regularly wallets which have been paid for. The postal service is not as quick as it used to be, so the post may not arrive as early as you would like. So don't feel that you have to return the stick immediately, as we want you to have enough time to enjoy listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to all those who have produced it today, including those who deal with all our post, edit the news items, and check what we send out to you. This week's editor was Christine Gillam. The sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. As Lorna said, we always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765365. 65. That's 01603 765365. You will know that our office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message, and then you can leave your own message. We'll always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now we'll remind you to keep listening for Chris Skinner, and also that next week you'll have the delights of our Christmas special edition of Just Talk. Well, we'll wish you a happy Christmas and say goodbye for this week. Goodbye.